So was it the best catch in NFL history? New York Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. in the end zone, diving backwards, arm outstretched, and yes, he grabs the pass from Eli Manning in that game yesterday against the Dallas Cowboys.
You have to be kidding me. That is impossible. That may be the greatest catch I've ever seen in my life.
The Cowboys beat the Giants, but the catch was a big winner on social media this weekend. What else was ricocheting around the internet? Julia Turner is Slate's editor-in-chief, and she joins us from Slate in New York. Julia, I know you noticed that catch. What are your thoughts on that?
I love how Twitter operates as its own kind of highlight reel for non-avid sports fans. You know, it will make you aware when there's a sports play so extraordinary that you need to watch it. And that is an incredible piece of video. The other thing I loved is it almost seems magical how he's pinching the ball out of the air with one hand. But when you read a little bit more about him, you learn that Beckham Jr. is kind of a one-handed catch specialist.
He practiced that.
Yeah, no, apparently that's one of his specialties. He's a rookie out of LSU, and he was known for that and had a couple extraordinary one-handed catches in college games as well.
Well, it paid off. What were some news-related items you noticed this weekend?
Well, I think the biggest one was the SNL cold open, which took a hit at Obama's executive order on immigration.
This was a skit based on the old Schoolhouse Rock. They had a character dressed as a bill, earnestly singing about how bills get passed, how laws are made through Congress, and then a character playing President Obama who pushes the bill down the stairs. Let's listen.
President Obama, what's the big idea? That bill was trying to become a law.
I realize that, but you know, son, there's actually an even easier way to get things done around here. It's called an executive order.
I'm an executive order, and I pretty much just happened.
Okay, that was that. Your thoughts, what would you see in reaction to this?
I mean, this was a pretty standard Saturday Night Live cold open with an amusing take on the week's political action. But what was unusual about this sketch was that it was picked up by the right more so than the left, because it was knocking Obama for using an executive action in his immigration decision last week. And there were a number of conservatives who took it up. Rand Paul put it on his Facebook page. And there were a couple of very earnest fact checks of the sketch on the left, kind of a procedural takedown of what the sketch got wrong. I tend to side a little bit more with the conservatives on this one. I mean, I think it's true that when the SNL cold open or an SNL sketch is making fun of Republicans, the liberal Twitter sphere tends to just think rah-rah. You know, nobody was fact checking I Can See Russia from My House or all of the ludicrous things that Tina Fey said as Sarah Palin, you know, a couple years ago. I think they're mostly trying to make us laugh in the middle of the night on the weekend, and it's fair game.
What else did you notice this weekend?
Well, the other big thing that's trending is the hashtag Cameron Must Go, which really seems to have taken off in Britain over the weekend. It's in response to a refusal to raise salaries of the National Health Service by 1%, and some NHS workers are going on strike, but it seems to have ballooned through the efforts of some journalists into just a general wave of discontent about Cameron and his various austerity measures.
Well, as usual, we'll hook you up to everything we're noticing in the in cyberspace this weekend. One thing we loved that you pointed out to us, a new video out today from the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute. They've made a video of a female anglerfish or black sea devil for the first time in this fish's natural habitat. We loved that. But Julia, leave us with something from pop culture.
Oh, I think one of the most fun things that launched this weekend was that Beyonce debuted a video for her song 711. And it's a very low-key video. It basically looks like someone made it at home. She and a bunch of backup dancers are goofing around, dancing in their pajamas in a hotel suite. It both makes her seem more approachable and less approachable at the same time, because it makes you feel like, oh, I could dance around with a red Solo cup in my underwear. And I think even in a couple of the sessions, you see she's wearing knee pads as she dances, which you're like, I always thought you must be wearing knee pads, the way you drop to your knees like that. But on the other hand, nobody can dance like Beyonce. No matter how much you drink out of your red Solo cup in your hotel room, you're not going to look like that.
We'll have that at hearandnow.org as well. Julia Turner, editor-in-chief of Slate, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.